Hi, my name is Sandy Fox-Godek. I'm a professor of sports medicine at Westchester University and the director of the Heat Institute at Westchester University. I've been working here with the Eagles since 2003. So some of my original subjects included Brian Dawkins and Troy Vincent and Chad Lewis, so I was around with that group. And we do a comprehensive assessment of fluid and electrolyte balance as well as core body temperature in these players during the first 2 or 3 weeks of training camp. And everybody understands sweat and body temperature, and largely what I do are just tracking those things. I started out primarily looking just to get the data for research. So we put the little ingestible sensors into the players the first week of camp, and that's partly for data collection. So we can actually see how hot they get. They come in these individual packets with serial numbers and calibration numbers. They actually come with a small magnet attached, which has to be taken off, and then the battery is on. So these are little ingestible silicone-encased sensors. One-time use, the players ingest them. Once they get down into the intestinal tract, then we can use these little recorders that are pre-programmed for each individual sensor. So at any one time, particularly during the first week of camp, we probably have 25 or more players that we're watching, partly for sports medicine purposes to see, you know, how hot these players get. We primarily are really interested in the first team players that are taking a lot of repetitions, anyone that Rick doesn't know much about, that we want to put the sensors in, new guys, for instance. And we're really doing two things. I'm collecting the data for publication, but also we're doing it for preventative, you know, measures to know when guys need to come out. Some of the players will get as hot as 104 or 105 degrees out there, particularly that first week prior to when they become acclimatized. So it's very important. It's a very good medical tool to use. I always have a group of about 10 or 12 players every year. Some of them are the same players that I've had on consecutive years now for 2 or 3 years. And I get that group together. A lot of times there are athletes who have had previous problems with exercise-associated muscle cramps or not being able to maintain body weight. So some of the players in those groups are players that Rick and Chris want me to watch. Sometimes the players themselves want to be watched. So in that group, we do consecutive days of measurements of both blood assessments. We take small blood samples, urine samples, and then very close measures of body weight. So if you look at the analyzers that I have set up in my little lab area down here, I actually bring with me from Westchester my electrolyte analyzer, my osmometer, different centrifuges and things to be able to track their electrolyte balance. So I actually have those guys do a baseline measure when they first come to camp, when they first show up, and then we generally do the morning of day 3, day 5, and then day 9 or day 10. And that's because it takes about 11 days for an athlete to become fully acclimatized, heat acclimatized. So we look at them and track them very closely for that first 11 days. What I'll be doing now is placing a sweat patch on the forearm of each player that I'm monitoring their sweat rate and their sweat sodium concentration. They'll wear that patch for probably 30 minutes or so of practice. The other key components that we need to keep track of are their exact body weight prior to practice. I actually have them void their bladder first, so there's nothing in the bladder. They take a very exact body weight. And then I have to monitor, keep track of everything they drink during practice. So I actually end up being their personal water person. It's really interesting. One of the critical things that we found, and I now have, if I put together all of my temperature data, core temperature data from the Philadelphia Eagles and the Westchester football players, I probably have 600 to 700 data points. And one of the things that I published recently does show that it really doesn't matter how much body weight the players lose during practice. That is not a very good predicting factor to how hot they get. Sometimes you have players that lose, 8 or 10 pounds during practice, which might be 4% body weight, and their maximum core temperatures are not that high. And I've had other players who lose basically no weight during practice, and they're some of the hottest. So if you do a statistical analysis, you find that there's really no correlation between how hydrated they are during practice and how hot they get. So it's one of the things I'm actually trying to get out there is there's many other very important factors that determine how hot a player gets during practice. Exercise intensity is the number one factor. Obviously, what they're doing during practice, if they're in full pads and they're doing full contact practices, their exercise intensity is hotter or higher. Ambient temperature, humidity certainly play a huge role. We've also started to look at certain types of supplements, certain types of drugs that athletes might be on, ADHD medication, any kind of stimulant, ephedra, those types of things will elevate their baseline body temperature, which actually makes it easier for them to get hotter. The other thing that we're finding are, athletes that have some type of underlying illness, whether it's a viral illness or bacterial illness, sleep apnea and sleep problems have been linked to exertional heat stroke, which is really what we're talking about if players get very hot very fast, and then have heat stress symptoms. So unlike what you hear a lot of times in the media and the lay public is that everybody thinks that dehydration causes exertional heat stroke, and our data in the last 10 years has really not shown that to be a huge factor. Primarily because these players all do go into practice well hydrated, so they're not under hydrated at the beginning. And then how much they lose during practice probably doesn't make that much difference.